Look at them folks. I was just looking at them folks killed one level all up here in California, all down in Florida there, in the news. Some folks, I mean, just mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's
suppose somebody becomes ill all of a sudden. And you say, all of a sudden he took sick or he got sick. Which would you say?
Well, it couldn't be nothing. Well, now, if you get sick, they're pretty good about having it.
Get sick?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. They're pretty good about having it.
And if you have a sick feeling here, you say, I must have...
ate too much or something happened.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm sick at...
the stomach or something.
Sick on my stomach?
Yeah.
Sick at my stomach.
Yeah. Well, some of them say sick at the stomach, and some of them say, Lord, my belly hurts me. That's what some of them would say.
After a wedding, do you remember people used to sort of tease the bride and groom?
Yeah.
And you got a cowbell and a cart, and they used to haul them around and kind of tease them.
That's right.
What did they used to call that?
What you call that, Aline? Aline? You've been wanting to answer.
If you want to tease the bride and groom after they're married, you get a cowbell and hook it on a wagon and then you haul them around and that, what do you call that? People don't do that anymore, is that?
Well, I think they still do it in some places.
Is that a shivery or a calathump or a
serenade?
I think
they call it a shower or something. Shower? Yes, or nothing like that.
Says what?
A serenade or a shower? What would you call the man who would stand up with the groom, his best friend? Calling the best man or
yes,
the
best man?
Are you ever here calling the waiter?
Best man.
Well,
best
they man. They used to say waiter.
They did?
Yes, sir. They used to say waiter. That's right. They used to say waiter. Yes, sir.
But that's gone out.
Yes, sir. They call it now the best man or nothing.
If some people want to frighten children, they say, now you better behave or what'll get you?
The devil will get you something.
The devil? And what do you say on Christmas? What kind of a greeting if you go off the road here and you meet Mrs. Kennedy, you might say, what's the first thing you'd say?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
You don't say Christmas gift anymore?
No, Merry Christmas.
No, so they don't hardly say that.
Christmas gift has died out. That's too bad. That's a nice... used to be a nice way to do things.
Yes, so that's right. Yes. Well, I tell you back there, we can say what we will or may. We can say what we will or may. But the people back there done a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be
the
yes,
the idea for a Christmas gift.
Yes, that's right. And if one person, if one person had bad luck, I remember when I was a boy. They clean up a whole lot of land, and people, they give them more growth.
Mm-hmm.
And people would come for a year to help them clean up the crop. If anything happened, they would be right there to help. You don't see that no more.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that no more. The younger people, I don't know what's going to become of them. My wife was talking about the other day, we need some young preachers. And I told her, I said, they'd be just about like Solomon's women. I said, David was an old man, and he knows how to manage the kingdom. But his son come on there with, and he was young, and he'd taken down all of the old men and brought the young ones in. And I said, the 12 tribes of Israel busted. I said, they've been fighting ever since.